Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I mentioned this story last night, and this is not relevant to what we're talking about, but I think it's important for those of you in Pennsylvania. There's a health secretary in your state. Her name is Rachel Levine. She happens to be transgender, Rachel Levine. And she got into a lot of controversy last spring when she moved her 95-year-old mother from a personal care home amid a statewide coronavirus outbreak. I don't know if the situation down there was ever resolved, but it appeared as if she was able to extract her mom from this elder care, personal care home at the same time where state officials in Pennsylvania were grouping people into these homes who had COVID-19. I am disappointed to tell you that President Biden has tapped Rachel Levine to be his Assistant Secretary of Health. She will become the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, which, you know, politically is important. But I don't think she's qualified based upon her performance in protecting her mother while not sharing that information with other people in Pennsylvania. When she decided to extract her mom, she should have made that announcement so other people in Pennsylvania could have the same option. But that's what's going on. That is what's going on. And we're talking about the Keystone Pipeline, which President Biden, in one of his executive orders yesterday, he did 17 executive orders yesterday, another 10 today. You know, some of them we will discuss, and I want to focus at least maybe on one a night for the next few nights. And get your reaction to them. So let's keep it rolling here. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Pete is up in Beverly. Pete, welcome. Next on Nightside, sir. How are you tonight?
Good, Dan. How you doing?
Doing great.
I don't support shutting down the pipeline. I just don't understand why, and this is, as usual, a big problem in America. We can't meet in the middle on anything. It's either black or white, left or right. Call it what you want.
Sure.
There's no gray. There's no moderation. Why couldn't we keep the pipeline going and stay, you know, keep the gas prices low? If you were to tell me that we were going to charge a tax on every gallon of gas going forward with the prices that we've had in the last 4 years, 10 cents a gallon, even 20 cents a gallon, okay, that's better than paying $4 a gallon. And take that tax money and put it towards the other types of renewable energy, so that you keep everybody happy, okay? You're still on the fossil fuels, but because you've got the discounted prices now, you're gonna tax some money on there, and now we're gonna put that towards solar, wind, hydro, and all these other sources of energy that the left, I guess, say wants to utilize in place of fossil fuels. And now you've kind of got a win-win, so that you've made the path going forward faster to get to the goal that you actually want to reach, instead of you just cut the legs out from America now. Increased gas prices affects every single thing that we do.
Well,
I think the post office, mail, absolutely.
And I think that normally a president would look at the balance and say, okay, I have people over here who just want to kill fossil fuel. I guess this is going to placate the progressives in the Democratic Party, but at what price? Joe Biden comes across as Lunch Bucket Joe, you know, a guy that's, and I can't wait to talk to our mayor, Marty Walsh, who's going to be the labor secretary in the Biden administration. This is going to cost thousands of union jobs. I mean, maybe.
Go ahead. The jobs is one thing, but the cost to America's wallets and paychecks.
Oh, absolutely. Okay? Absolutely.
The oil effect, everything, groceries, everything you buy, anything that goes on a truck, a train, a car, you know, Uber, you name it. Every single thing that we do is affected by gas and oil.
Right. And again, I think that it's fine for Joe Biden to appoint individuals that, you know, are rational, reasonable people. And I think Marty Walsh is a great appointment. And I'm sure that as we get to know some of the other cabinet secretaries, we'll say, you know, it's not Bernie Sanders. It's not Ocasio-Cortez. It's not Ilhan Omar. So we kind of dodged the bullet. But if he's going to appoint rational people and yet capitulate on issues like this to the progressives, you know, might as well have Ilhan Omar in there as the Secretary of State or whatever. I mean, you know, I'd rather see him go the whole way than give us people like Marty Walsh, who I could look at and say that's a guy that I'm going to be. I will respect what Marty Walsh says, and it's troubling. It is really troubling. Pete, appreciate your call as always.
Yep. Gas is already up 30 to 60 cents, I think, on average since Election Day. So hang on. It's going to be a great ride.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun, won't it? Absolutely. Thanks, Pete. Have a great night. Good night. Okay, let's go to Wayne down in Brockton. Wayne in Brockton, how are you tonight, sir?
Good, Dan. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Absolutely. Right back at you, Wayne. 2021, here we are.
And I'm glad I sold my motorhome the other day that gets 8 to 10 miles per gallon.
Good for
going
you.
Going for a smaller engine.
Yeah, and I'm sure, by the way, that when gas prices go up, it's going to be great for all of those companies around the country that produce motorhomes. I'm sure people will be buying them up like crazy, don't you think?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, in 10 seconds or less, the market right now is off the charts because the manufacturers had to shut down because of COVID last year. People were stuck in their houses,
yep,
couldn't go to hotels and resorts. They bought motorhomes. And right now, case in point, my used one that I bought a year and a half ago, I made 25% on it because the market right now is crazy.
Good for you. Now, so you bought a motorhome. What is it called? What did you pay for it a year and a half ago?
I paid $56,500.
Okay.
And I sold it for like almost $70,000.
That's a good deal. Did you get a chance to enjoy it in the last year and a half?
No.
Yeah. Was it more trouble than it was worth?
I will this year. All last summer, I spent doing something else, and I've been forced into retirement because of COVID, but that's a whole different talk show.
So, wait a sec. How many miles did you put on the motorhome?
About 2,000.
2,000. Yeah. So you had it for a year and a half. You made money on it.
Yeah, I'm getting another one, just smaller and a little easier to like take off with the kids and do a day trip.
Yeah. Quick question. I never understand. Those have to be really tough to maneuver in traffic, I assume.
No. Dan, the one I'm getting now, it's on a Ford Transit chassis. You see ambulances. You see rental trucks at the box stores. Construction vehicles, they're all in this Ford chassis. And the new one, like I said, this one that I'm getting, it's a V6 engine. It's supposed to be 15 miles per gallon. It handles like a minivan. But still, it will sleep six people. I could go cross country with it. Most of them, they're on like the bigger Ford V10,
yeah,
hence the eight miles per gallon. But listen, real quick,
yeah,
this whole discussion, if this went for 6 hours, it would all be about gas, you know, transport, commerce, blah, 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 blah. And this is for all of our liberal friends out there. And just internalize this for 2 seconds. If we could get rid of fossil fuels tomorrow off the planet, over 6,000 products are derived from fossil fuels. Look around. Cameras, plastics, and the more advanced technology gets. Remember, 40 years ago, all our TVs had real wood,
yeah,
and real this. Everything now is plastic. And where does that come from? Trees? No. Your nail polish, candles, over 6,000 products come from fossil fuels.
Something to think about. Something to think about. Wayne, I hope you're going to recover here, and I'm sorry to hear that COVID has impacted you.
In 4 seconds or less, I primarily entertained in nursing homes, and that's done. It's all gone.
I knew that you're an entertainer. Yeah. Okay. Well.
But it won't. It won't stop me from listening to Dan Ray, though.
Thanks, Wayne. You've been a loyal listener and a loyal caller for many years. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
My pleasure. Bye bye.
Hope to get a chance to meet you when social distancing is once again allowed.
Yeah, let's do another remote down to Stonehill or something.
That'd be great. Yeah, we haven't done. We did do one talk the vote last summer at last fall at Regis College. We did it remotely. Yeah.
Like everything remotely now. Yeah. Like my colonoscopy began.
We'll get back to where we were. We'll be okay.
They want to do my colonoscopy remote.
Yeah. I think that's a joke. Yeah.
Seriously. Okay.
Tell me about it. That's a good way to do a colonoscopy if you got to do a colonoscopy. Thanks, Wayne. Good night. But I think two people should. Colonoscopies are important, folks. Trust me on that one. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. I think this is a bad decision by the administration coming in the door. I really do think, and this is a policy decision. I understand what they're doing, and I'm sure that President Biden has some numbers to back it up, but I think there will be implications down the line which are going to be harmful to the economy and harmful to virtually every American in terms of costs, associated costs. But the left is going to love them. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. All right, let's go to Chad in Salem. Chad, you are next on Night Side. Go right ahead, sir. Hello, Chad, are you there? If not,
yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad we almost lost you there, Chad. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hey, like you said, the legs are being cut off America, and it's inevitable, and it's going to keep getting worse, and I hope the people listening to your show realize that we can do something, all right? That this whole idea that it doesn't matter if you vote, the money runs the country, they're going to do what they want anyway. This is what the common people talk about when they're watching, you know, Sunday night football, what we used to do at the sports bars. You know, what really needs to happen is what's already happening. People need to pick a team and stick to it. You compare the popular vote to the number of people in America, and you can't call that a democracy. How many people are registered to vote? Not enough. How many of those registered voters are voting? Not enough. Okay? People need to realize, hey, if we're going to sit back and let somebody take the republic, then that's what we were warned would happen. You know, we got a republic. We got to keep it. The only way to keep it is if you do something.
No, I agree. I think you make a huge amount of sense here. I couldn't agree with you more. But people have to pay attention, and that's so important. You got to pay attention to what's going on around you. I mean, it's easy to get lost in the day to day of just living. It's easy to get lost in, you know, whether you're watching you know, Dancing with Stars or whatever. A lot of people, it's kind of like the bread and circus thing in Rome. People, they get focused on the wrong thing. I'm going to watch the Bucks and the Packers this weekend because I'm a football fan. I'm going to root for Tom Brady because I like Brady's style, okay? But it doesn't matter to me really if Brady or Rodgers wins. I'm not even going to bet the football game. I'm going to watch the game and enjoy it. But when the football game is over, okay, that's my relaxation. I'm going to pay attention to what's going on in the big world around me because I don't want to be paying $5 and $6 for a gallon of gas.
Right. Now, if you connect all the dots here and you talk about the people that are paying attention, guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to get deployed in Iraq. Biden's already talking about sending more troops over there. Okay, so what happens? All the brave people that want to turn their backs on him while he's being inaugurated, oh, he's going to deploy them. And then he's going to have his sheeple back here that are busy with their, you know, they're dancing with their stars and, you know, all the other stuff, their phones, their apps, you know, that's their voter base. Hey, listen, we got Lady Gaga. We got
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, there was the I happened to, at some point to catch the big event last night, and you got all the beautiful people. They were all there. You know, I mean, Jennifer Lopez,
right.
Garth
Brooks. Broken mirrors. It's like, here's the CBD card, but don't spend it on the drugs we're going to let in the country because we stopped building the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no.
it's sickening, and it's inevitable. I mean, the political scientists that. Professors, they teach about this. They teach every republic before National Socialism took over Germany. What did they have? They had the Weimar Republic. They let that happen.
Yeah.
A
no,
whole
I,
country.
No, I hear you. And then you got, you know, we were going to talk, and I do intend to talk a little bit tonight in the last half hour about the media. I'm watching the White House press corps, which were tigers. I mean, they were just absolute tigers dealing with Donald Trump and his White House press people. And now they've turned into kittens. You know, they just, it's like a different group of people. You know, you watch.
Well, the media's already been taken over by the left wing. And that's the first thing communists do, is they control the propaganda. You know, and Dan, not for nothing, but news radio, everywhere. I'm a trucker. I go through different states. News radio in every state is telling it like it is. I would be taking stock in your business. Who else was it? Mark Levin, WGAN up in Maine.
Right. Then you have the problem of censorship. And cancel culture. I mean, that's, you know, you do these shows here and you try to tell the truth as you see it. Look, am I wrong? Could I be wrong on some things? Maybe the XL pipeline should have been killed a long time ago. I don't think so. And that's my position. And I'm not going to turn my viewpoints into the, you know, to go with the whichever way the wind's blowing. I'm going to tell you what I really, truly do believe. I mean, I'm just saying that
you're not being bought, and people can hear that over the airwaves. That's
I'm
what
not.
I'm saying. These people
trust
are
me
on
that. Yeah.
They're bought. They're actors.
But you look at again. You look at some of the, you know, the people who are in the White House, you know, press corps, and I just think of the way that Sean Spicer and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And Kayleigh McEnany were treated because of who they worked for. I mean, they were treated disrespectfully. And some of the comments that have been made, I mean, you know, Chris Wallace, who I have a lot of respect for, said that he thought that the inaugural speech yesterday by President Biden was the greatest inaugural speech he's ever heard. I mean, Chris, did you ever go back and listen to John Kennedy's inaugural speech in 1961? I mean, not even close. Not even close. Well,
yeah.
Chad,
so
thank
it,
you.
It's scary. That's scary.
Thank you for calling here because your voice is important. Everyone's voice is important. A lot of people sit at home alone and they think to themselves they're the only people who think like that. And the fact of the matter is there's a lot of people who are looking somewhat skeptically at what's going on in this country right now. You saw the riots that they had in Seattle and Portland and Denver last night. I haven't heard any politicians denounce what happened last night. And now we find out that these soldiers, National Guards people, have been kicked off the Capitol grounds. I mean, who made that decision?
Did you hear that Joe Biden was told in his earpiece to salute the Marines? And then he thought he was being told to say something, and all he did was say, salute the Marines out loud. And didn't even salute the Marines.
I didn't hear that. I did. Is that a true story?
It's right on YouTube. It's right a YouTube video clip of it.
Jeez, I'll have to try to find that. Chad, we'll talk soon, my friend. Please keep calling this show, okay?
Thanks,
Chad.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I as well. I appreciate you. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. I'm sorry. I will tell you that I'm hoping that President Biden succeeds, because if he succeeds, we all succeed. But I'm not going to support decisions that he makes that I think in the long run or the short run going to be harmful to the country. And I think that the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, is going to be harmful to our economy, which means it'll be harmful to everyone. And if you can, you want to agree or disagree, feel free to join the conversation. My name's Dan Ray. This is Nightside. I will tell it like I see it. For as long as I am able to do this program. And I hope to do this program for many years. I've done it for 14. My management has been great. They've never tried to influence anything that I've said. I truly do believe that I want all points of view expressed on this program. I don't care what you think. I mean, I want you to think, first of all, but I don't care what conclusion you come to. Share with us your conclusion and let's talk about it. And let's not talk at one another. Let's talk with one another. You saw what happened in Seattle. You saw what happened in Portland, Oregon. You saw what happened in Denver. On Inauguration Day, all the concern was all of these right-wing organizations who made fools of themselves on January 6th. I think many of them are totally embarrassed. Were there some bad people there? You betcha. And those bad people, the ringleaders, round them up and deal with them. Deal with them in court and sentence them, if necessary, to prison, depending upon what they did. Okay? Give them due process. Give them fair trials. But there's silence. There's absolute silence. Why is President Biden not criticizing what happened in Seattle overnight, in Portland, Oregon? That is a cancer that is growing in our society. Coming back on Nightside. Join the conversation.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
We are talking about the Keystone Pipeline, which was, for all intents and purposes, killed by an executive order from President Biden yesterday. I did mention that we were going to talk a little bit about the way the media is treating the incoming administration. And just very quickly, Rob, I just want to play a couple of quick bites to give people an opportunity to respond to this. This was the pledge made yesterday by the new White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki. This is cut 71. If you could hit that one for me, Rob, I'd appreciate it.
When the president asked me to serve in this role, we talked about the importance of bringing truth and transparency back to the briefing room. And he asked me to ensure we are communicating about the policies across the Biden-Harris administration and the work his team is doing every single day on behalf of all American people.
A lot of transparency. Well, yesterday afternoon, about 5 o'clock, when President Biden signed the first three of the 17 executive officers yesterday. Just a little while before that, this is what happened as the press was driven out of the Oval Office. They were brought in for the photo op and then cut 72. So, this is the same woman, Jen Psaki.
On climate change, you were rejoining Paris Agreements, and you mentioned
you guys, come on, let's go.
Do you have concerns about
let's
your
go, you guys. Press, let's go, let's go.
And then they had really tough questions. The Tigers in the White House press corps who went after Sean Spicer and Kayleigh McEnany and Sarah Huckabee Sanders with abandon. I mean, just here's one that this was the press groaning when Sean Spicer ends a news conference. Cut 95, Rob. This is fun.
Okay,
Will you guys just email where that wall is from exactly so we can identify the location? Appreciate
Sean,
it.
Sean,
thanks so much.
Sean.
I mean, they just, and they didn't like any of the Trump's news people, his press secretaries. Just this is try cut 92, Rob. This is Kayleigh McEnany.
Cut 92. Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God. Thank you very much.
Talk about barking dogs. So now, these tough Prescott folks in the White House press corps, this is the type of question that Jen Psaki gets. These are the tough, biting questions that she gets. Now, here's one of the tougher questions that were asked of her yesterday. This is cut 73.
Will he keep Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question. I have not had the opportunity to dig into that today, given the number of executive actions, orders, the inauguration, a few things happening. I will venture to get you an answer on that, and maybe we can talk about it in here tomorrow.
Thank you very much. We'll find out if there is a change in the color scheme of Air Force One. That is really an important issue. Back to the phones we go. Eugene is in Boston. Hi, Eugene. Welcome. Next on Night Cycle. Right ahead.
Oh, hey, Dan. Thank you so much for having me. I've started listening just a few months ago, me and my girlfriend, Giovanna, and I've just been listening every single night for the last, like I said, since I started listening.
Well, you see, thank you. Is this your first call?
Yes.
Wow, all right. Got to give you a round of applause. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, thank you. I heard a lot of people talk about this whole, gas line and how gas prices are going to go up, but I mean, I'm a Republican myself, but I do think that Biden himself, as the president, is going to, of course, bring the country to even more good. I mean, Obama, a lot of people were very, very skeptical and were scared and thought things are going to go up, things are going to go down, and America was going to start losing its power and all. But, I mean, I feel like we kind of always come up on top. I mean, isn't that what makes America such a great country itself?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so. And when Joe Biden does something that I think is pointing in the right direction, I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him, Yassine, because if he does well, we all will go. We all should do well.
Well, I don't know if you've seen, actually, in his science team, he has one of the people he picked. Her name is Frances Arnold. She's a Nobel Prize winner, and she actually has a company that goes by Gevo. And they're actually a company that's extracting all the carbon from the atmosphere and transfers it into fuel itself. And this could be fuel for, your car, engine, diesel, whatever it is. And I'm very surprised that a lot of these, people that come on the show at least don't, talk about things like this. So that's just one company or one person working alongside Biden himself to just bring us closer into a renewable, renewable energy just for all us to use.
A lot of, look, in a capitalistic system that we have, which I would hope everybody believes in, innovation, whether it's on the internet or, wherever innovation is, it rewards people. So if someone out there can create, new fuel sources that make sense, economically, I'm going to be the first in line. All I'm just saying is that I think until we get those fuel sources, let's not kill fossil fuels as quickly as some on the far left want to. They really, there's a war on fossil fuel. They don't like the idea of fossil fuel. I understand that.
But the only thing is sometimes we just have to rub off the Band-Aid, take it off as fast as possible. And I think a lot of these, people, at least politicians, I know people hate politicians, but I think they sit down and at least calculate and kind of average out what's the bad, what's the good. Yeah, maybe 30,000 jobs are going to, be removed and all that. But I think more jobs are going to come up in the future. I mean, shout out to the sneaker salon Omar. During this whole COVID-19, he actually, you know, came up on top and made his business boom even more, while some businesses actually, like, you know, hindered and did worse during COVID-19. And
what was that business? What was that business? You missed it. You went too quickly.
His name is Sneaker Sultan. So he took, you know, he took a bad time, COVID-19, and, you know, he's like, they call him the Taco Tyrant. He's very, very popular in Everett himself. But, you know, he took a bad time, COVID-19, and he wasn't doing any good business and just kind of evolutionized and just
so
like
what did he do? I'm sorry, what is this, a food product?
Yes. He just delivered. It's called Maria's Tacos.
Oh, okay. So he's a delivery service. Great. Hey,
they closed down a bunch of his restaurants and things like that. But instead of just doing that, he just kind of started selling them out of his house and started delivering.
Excellent. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And if someone could come up with a fuel source that is made out of that's efficient, that's great. But until that happens, that's all I'm saying. All right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know, and I believe in that. But I do think a lot of people should give Biden, you know, give him the time. A lot of people hated Trump in the beginning, but now, you know, when we look back, we're like, wow, actually, he did a great job. You know, the stock market is at an all-time high and actually bouncing back.
A lot of people hated him in the beginning, and they hated him every day of the
But
and I'm not going to do – I will not do that to Joe Biden. I'm telling you that if Joe Biden does things well – now, if all of a sudden we start sending troops off to the Middle East, I'm going to be howling, okay? I mean, it's as simple as that. We have spent a lot of people and treasure in the Middle East, and one of the things that you got to give Donald Trump credit for, he didn't get us involved in any other wars.
Yes.
So, Yassine, do me a favor, please. I want you and your girlfriend to keep listening. And when you think I'm wrong, I want you to call me and tell me you think I'm wrong. And when you think I'm right, you can do that too. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too, Yassine. You too.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. All right, let me get one more in here before the break. Let's get Bill in Malden. Bill, want to get you in. We'll go a little bit long here with you here. And right ahead, Bill.
I just want to make a few comments.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
So don't cut me off.
Try not to cut anybody off who's having a conversation. Go right ahead.
Okay, the Russian voting scandal. Our politicians were happy the hacking of the elections. Our politicians are very happy that happened. They screamed about it and everything else, but let me tell you what's really going on. We have oil and sanctions against Russia. That keeps our oil high. If those sanctions weren't there, more than half the oil companies in this country would dry up real quick. I just want to talk about the Canadian pipeline. It was originally supposed to go to the West Coast. The Keystone Pipeline, none of that oil is slated for the United States. We already have a pipeline going right down there, right down the Mississippi, which incidentally, there are a lot of leaks on that pipeline, and all the leaks are put under the Superfund, so the oil companies don't have to clean them up. Mm-hmm. But you have the Keystone Pipeline, all that oil coming down to Louisiana is going to go to China, not the United States.
Well, oil is a fungible product, okay? Everybody needs oil.
Let me just tell you.
Well, I know but I'd like to have a conversation with you if I could.
Okay, go ahead.
And point out that China needs oil and we can sell oil to China, it's better for us to sell oil to China than it is for other countries to sell oil to China. China sells us enough stuff. It sounds to me like you don't like the idea of the Keystone Pipeline, which is fine. I'm not going
to
argue with you.
I don't live in that part of the country. I don't live in the Middle West, so it doesn't really interfere with me. I don't want to diss Canada. But originally, that pipeline was supposed to stay in Canada and go to the West Coast. So there were a lot of agreements made, this and that. Now it's
right. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way. But all I'm just saying is that do you think that the price of oil and the price of gasoline and the price of everything that you and I buy is going to go up or go down as a result of what the president did yesterday in killing the Keystone Pipeline?
I think it may go up because the American companies are going to take advantage of saying We're not getting the oil that we should get.
Well, but I mean, like anything else, if there's a shortage, a shortage will increase the price. It's a simple, Lawrence, supply and demand, simple as that.
That oil is not slated for this country. It's
but it doesn't. But it doesn't matter because if there's a world glut of oil, and everybody's got all the oil they want, then the price goes down. That's why I say it's a fungible product. It is. It's something that is sold on the world market, and well, that
right,
you take
right
that
now,
out. Okay, go ahead.
Right
I'll
now,
give you a final word. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Right now, gas and oil are relatively compared speaking. Cheaper than it has been in the last 30 years. And just one other thing.
Right, and I'd like to keep it that way, Bill. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
right?
Yes, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Bill, I hate to do this to you. I got you in before the break. Call back, and I'll give you much more time. I gave you 3.5 minutes. I hate to do this to you, but I got to get my commercial messages in, and then I got some other calls
okay.
I got to get to.
We'll okay, talk. Thank you very
we'll
much.
Talk again. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. If you're there, stay there. If you're not, give us a call. We'll try to get everybody in the final segment coming up. Folks, it's late. I'm going to try to press everybody here. I got full lines. It started with Greg in Burlington. Greg, I know you've been waiting. I'm kind of tight on time. What do you got?
Well, I was talking about Mike Lindell about, I understand there's been some companies that have, taken him.
Yeah, we're really talking about the Keystone Pipeline here. Do you have a comment on that? We can talk about other topics. I'd like to try to stay.
I don't know too much about the Keystone Pipeline, but I'm basically speaking in favor of the Keystone Pipeline.
All right. I agree with you. Greg, next time you call, I'll give you more time, but I got three others I'm trying to get in here, and I've just got to keep you back, got to keep everybody on topic, okay? Thank you very much. Let's go to Bob in Maryland. Bob, we're tight on time. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right. I think we should keep the Keystone pipeline. And there was another issue. An old friend of mine who retired from Long Island to Bremerton area said they were shipping coal across the Northwest. And there was pollution problems in the corridor from coal dust. But they were going to ship that to China. That was the other thing. I'll talk to you another time. I do agree we should balance energy. And, our alma mater, BU, I did my grad work there.
Yeah.
The dean said when he visited D.C., someone said, we'll innovate here and manufacture over there. And that was an issue about 12 years ago. And Donald Trump did not want all our eggs in one basket for the supply chain. He was right about that, including supply to the defense industry.
All right, I'm with you, Bob. Call earlier, and I give you much more time, okay? Thank you so much. I got Lisa in Dorchester. Lisa, I got you and Paul in Ontario. You're first, Lisa. Go ahead. Got to be quick tonight.
Good night, Don. Happy New Year. Good to hear you. I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
Don, wasn't it a problem at one time that pipeline is going to the Indian Reservation and something that happened about it?
Yeah, those issues had been discussed. You're absolutely right. But, again, I think that... I think energy is important for all of us. It's something that we rely upon. And I think the prices of everything as a result of this decision, we'll see grocery prices going up because it costs money to move products. Simple as that.
Right, yeah.
Well, all right, Lisa, we'll talk.
Good luck.
Thanks so much,
Love
Lisa.
Listening to you.
Be well, my friend. Thanks. Paul in Ontario. Paul, you're going to wrap it up for us. I think I got maybe a minute for you. What can you do with it, Paul?
Okay, I'll rattle it off as fast as I can.
Sure.
Dan, I'm a first-time caller.
All right.
It's good to be calling DZ in America the Good, right?
Thank you.
Nice to talk to all you folks. Dan, you got a great voice. I've wanted to call in just to tell you so many times. It's next only to Charles Adler. You should check him out sometime.
I know Charles Adler. He's a friend of mine. He worked in Boston for a while. I know Charles very well.
He's great. Oh, that's fantastic. Listen, of course your oil prices are going to go up, and I'm tickled pink that he's canceled it because we've been selling that bitumen to you guys for just, like, unbelievable bargain basement prices. We should be refining it up here in Canada. We've tried to get a pipeline through BC, and we've tried to get a pipeline through to the East Coast, but each time it gets either stopped by the NDP in BC or it gets stopped in Quebec by the French. But I gotta say, I love your sign off. And every night, and I listen to you every night. I just finished up work. Every time I'm coming home, you're great.
Well, Paul, I appreciate it very much. Next time you call, if he gets your call a little early, we're going to have a longer conversation on this one. You and I will agree to disagree, and we will remain friends, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it very much. Lovely call to end the show, that's for sure. Well, we will be back tomorrow night, Friday night edition coming up. I want to thank Rob Brooks. Of course, I want to thank our producers, Nancy and Marita. So many people work on the show all day long, as do I, and we try to bring our best show we can to you every night. We had great callers tonight, a lot of new callers. Please tell your friends about Nightside. We are here every Monday through Friday night from 8 until midnight, heard up in Canada, 38 states. I'll end as always. As Paul just mentioned, my sign-off has been the same for many years. All dogs, all cats, all pets go to heaven. That's where my pal Charlie Ray is. A Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, who I loved. That's where all your pets are. They loved you, you loved them, and I do believe you're going to see them again. I do believe all dogs, all cats, all pets go to heaven. So we will see you tomorrow, Friday. I want you to have a safe Friday. It's going to be cold in New England. Stay warm, everybody. Stay warm in Canada. Love you all. See you tomorrow night.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.